Welcome in, Iowa Hawkeye fans, to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. I'm Luke Myers. We got Joey Myers and Austin Myers here this week. No Space Cowboy and no Matthew Myers, but we do have a special guest from Student Union Sports as well, since we are a Student Union podcast. Bryce Hopwood, BC Hops, Big Hoppa, whatever you want to call him, Daddy Hops, actually. Over the last year, had a kid, so I mean, he's all over the place with this. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm great. I am so glad to be here. It's a true honor to be on a podcast that owns a van. It's actually like, it's actually pretty fucking dope van. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. You're good.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, let's go.
I don't think I mentioned this in the intro, but he is a Wisconsin fan. Did I say that?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, big oversight on my part. Yeah, he's a Wisconsin fan. Figured bring him on here. We shit talk a lot in the Slack chat. A bunch of the Midwest guys give each other shit all the time. So figure you have him on, talk some football since some football news came out in the last couple weeks here. So, Austin, Joey, how are you guys doing?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Go ahead. Austin, Joey, how are we doing?
Yeah, I'm just doing wonderful. Two things kind of going against me tonight. One, laptop is dying, lost the charger, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to last. Number two, I have recently self-diagnosed myself with a torn right ACL. Injury happened, I'm not sure when, but the knee's been hurting me for a while, so that's going against me too. But besides that, good to be here tonight, guys.
Tough
Absolute
breaks.
Gamer.
Yeah, tough breaks. Joey?
I'm doing great. I did my first Snapchat performance with the guitar tonight, and then I went for a run. And then I self-diagnosed myself with COVID because I ate some watermelon and it didn't have any flavor.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it was just shitty watermelon or...
Well, did it have a big yellow spot on the bottom? Because that's how you tell if they're going to be flavorful or not.
I didn't cut it up. It was already cut up.
Ooh.
I'm just fingers crossed it's a shitty watermelon and I'm not losing my sense of taste.
That's probably more likely.
All right. Is that actually a symptom?
Yeah.
It is?
You lose your sense
of taste, you can smell.
Learn something new every day. But all right, we'll get right into the Big Ten football news here. What was it, a week and a half ago it was released, 2 weeks maybe, that they're getting rid of non-conference games and there's going to be 10 Big Ten regular season games throughout the year. So how do we feel about this? I mean, me personally, I'm looking at this. You got UNI, which is an FCS team, Iowa State, who is like historically one of the worst Power 5 programs.
Basically another FCS team.
Yeah, and what was the other one? Illinois State?
Probably. Hey, shout out, go Redbirds, baby.
No, but like, okay, so Iowa's going to be losing all of those, and that alone will help their strength of schedule, you'd imagine, right? Because you're not going to have those anchors pulling you down.
Yeah. I'm so happy to see those games gone this year. No win games. All three of those teams, nobody cares because we're supposed to kill them. But if we lose to one, season's over. So I would much rather play, you know, Michigan or somebody else, even if we get beat by Michigan. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm not confident enough that Iowa wins those three games every year. So I would rather lose to someone like Michigan or another Big Ten team, which I think looks better on our record.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of losing the Iowa State game, that one just sucks because it's like a rivalry, and I know especially here on this podcast, we like to do our fair share of shit talking towards Iowa State fans.
Correct.
I
don't get it.
But another way of spinning it is that that's 6 years in a row that we haven't lost to Iowa State in football, so spin zone there. But yeah, in terms of the other two games, the non-conference ones against Illinois State and UNI, those are like the only reason that the Illinois game or the not Illinois the UNI game is fun is because it's like the first game of the year. It's the first tailgate. You're just fucking excited for football to be back. But the game itself is usually a snoozer, and the one against Illinois State is going to be the same thing. Just give me good Big Ten football from the start. I'm ready for it.
Hoppa, how is it? I don't even know what Wisconsin's non-conference looked like.
So it's going to be. I am pissed. personally. My favorite team is the Badgers, obviously born and raised here in Wisconsin. But we were going to play at Camp Randall, Appalachian State, who I've legit liked. Okay, hey, I've legit liked since they blocked the kick against Michigan. I have an Armonte Edward jersey, who was their quarterback for a long time at the end of the, like, he was a freshman that year and through the next until 2010. And I love Zach Thomas. I was super pumped to see. I was kind of hoping the Packers, like, would low-key draft two running backs, and one of them would be Darrington Evans. So I'm like, I was super pumped, and especially because, like, sometimes we can finagle the SU credit to get us like some media passes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've thought about that same thing too for Iowa games. But wasn't Appalachian State pretty good last year?
Yeah. So they're one of five Power Conference teams to what is the stat, to win like 40 games. Games or something, or they're no. What is it? Or not? They're one of like five teams to one group of five. I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The answer is yes.
That was a good stat.
Yeah. That was.
They're one of five. It's like something about a bowl game to like have a certain amount of wins and a bowl game over the last four seasons, because they've only been in FBS Division One for the last four seasons now. But then. Moving on from that, we were going to play Notre Dame in Lambeau, which was going to be sick, which I probably wasn't going to be as tight as the LSU game when Dakota Dixon got absolutely leveled at the end of it.
Yeah, cheap shot.
Yeah, that still hurts, like, just to think about sometimes. But, yeah, so, like, it had, like, a personal effect the non-conference did on me, but kind of like you said, Austin, just, like, you know, let's just kind of play Big Ten football. I mean, the nice thing is, like, we have Indiana, Michigan, and Minnesota, and Maryland, and Illinois. We pretty much have a really easy Big Ten schedule.
Yeah.
That must be nice. Iowa does not have that this year. We play on the road in consecutive weeks at Ohio State, then at Penn State.
So are they adding more conference games then? Because like, I know that we have, like, the rest against the division, but then are they adding, like, two or three more to the the other conference?
Yeah, so there's going to be one more crossover game, because a couple years ago the Big Ten switched to a nine-game regular season schedule. So one of the three remaining or four remaining crossover games that you didn't have scheduled is going to be added now instead.
Which, yeah, go ahead.
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, yeah, you lose all those scrubs that are on Iowa's non-conference, and then you can either get Michigan, you can get Indiana. Like, you can get some relatively quality teams instead of playing the sack of shit that lives in Ames. Like,
if you get Rutgers as that crossover, they're god-awful. Well, they're horrible.
We played them last year. I don't know if we'd get them.
No, we won't. Just saying, like, another team, if you're saying you're going to get another quality opponent no matter what just because you're playing another crossover game, if that crossover opponent happens to be Rutgers, that's essentially just like an FCS tune-up game because they are bad.
What I wasn't really referring to any other team aside from Iowa, though, but I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, it will look shitty, but in Hoppe's side here, looking at getting to play Notre Dame at an NFL stadium, that would kind of piss me off a little bit if that got canceled.
Yeah, it's big for the boys. Yeah. It's just really big for our, like, because, like, it was cool because, like, that team a couple years ago that played LSU, one, it was funny to make them pronounce the, like, cities in Wisconsin, their fans. I don't know if you guys ever saw that video because that shit was funny. But, it was like, you know, some of these kids, like, I think it was that year, or maybe it was a year after when we drafted Vince Beagle. Like, he literally, the Packers, like, literally played in Lambeau and then drafted him. And so, like, it was cool. Obviously, he's now not with the Packers because he was an average player. But it's just, like, cool to see your boys playing up there on that stage in a big game.
Yeah, if you have a big game like that, like, there was kind of a lot of notable games that ended up being canceled because conferences decided that they're going to just the conference season only. So if you would have had a big one like that, obviously that would suck. But, I mean, for Iowa, losing the Iowa State game for 1 year, it's no, like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm sure it'll be back in the future. So it doesn't bother me. Like, had Iowa had, like, a home-and-home schedule to, like, Alabama or something, and, like, we lost that this season, then I would have been really pissed off because that would have been, like, a huge game for us. We probably would have gotten smoked, but just
Like, yeah, I was going to say, choose your battles wisely.
Yeah, no, and that's a crazy example, but it just, like, even once it'd be nice to play them to see, like, how much you actually do up with, like, one of the perennial best teams in college football. So even if you don't win, like, it would have been an exciting game. So to lose something like that would suck, but the way things work out this year, I get it. I'm fine with it. We can move on, and we'll be back to that in seasons after.
I'm not saying we'd beat Alabama. All I'm saying is we're losing by less than two scores. You can take that to the bank.
Don't think that, especially super early in the season, I think that favors Alabama way more than us, because just like the pure raw talent on Alabama's roster would shine so much more than Iowa, where maybe you need like more of the season to kind of get into your groove, figure out who your key contributors and like questionable spots are going to be. I think in a, like a week one, week two situation like that, Alabama would be like 21-point favorites, probably.
Name the last time we got absolutely murdered.
Tax Slayer Bowl against Florida.
1894.
That was against Tennessee.
Wisconsin Badgers beat you 44-0.
Shut up.
Didn't we get smoked against Florida in a bowl similarly?
The Outback Bowl in 2016-17, yeah.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right? Jed Greenway was onside.
That was back in 2006.
I don't
Austin.
Care.
You're right. He was.
He made an Outback Bowl joke and said, "Classic Iowa." I had to defend our honor.
Yeah.
Jed Greenway was onside.
Okay, so this is a genuine question for you, Hoppa. What do you like? Hate Iowa that much? Like of your rivalries.
So, obviously, like, we play for the Heartland Trophy in football every year. And don't our managers play, like, too? The football managers play?
Yeah, like the Rusty Toolbox or something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sex position.
I think this year... Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's a good one either.
I can get on Urban Dictionary real quick if you want me to.
Yeah, give her a look. All right. Yeah. What were you saying?
I'm pretty sure the Wisconsin managers have won it every year until like this past year. Anyways, I have no disdain for Iowa. There's like a couple years where you guys like, obviously you guys always give us a good game. So I'm honestly usually never terrified to play you guys at home, but I do not like playing at Kinnick. No, I do not. Not at all. I really, as a Wisconsin fan, and I feel like if you asked, like, if you pulled, you know, 100 of us, that they would probably agree, like, football, there's no real disdain. I think it's when it comes to basketball, though, there's a huge fuck you attitude towards Iowa.
That's because,
especially the last couple of years, they've gotten, like, a lot chippier.
It feels like in football, there's more of, like, a mutual respect. Because
yes.
While it seems like Wisconsin's always been slightly better than Iowa, they're like similar programs in the fact that they
do the same thing.
Yeah. They always have stellar offensive lines and a good run game and good defense. So
yeah, I mean it in the nicest way. Iowa's little brother, Wisconsin, but you guys do it well.
I've said it on the podcast before. Wisconsin does what Iowa tries to do, but just a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's only because we have this offensive line and running back prowess, and like you guys, I mean Wadley, we just kind of talked about this the other day, or like there was a Twitter thing last week about the Big Ten running backs. Like Wadley was great. Who was the kid before him who was really good?
Jordan Kanziri.
Sean
Green.
Maybe yeah, Green.
That was good. Like a decade before.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's like, all right.
Well, see, my knowledge is all over the place. But, yeah, Green and Wadley was really good. And, like, so, yeah, like, I think, like, and
Mark
especially,
Wiseman.
Like, one of my – what's that?
Mark Wiseman had an electric season.
Mark Wiseman, 20 yards of all the running backs in the Big Ten from 2010 to 2019, with over 2,500 yards rushing, he was 22nd of 22 possible qualifiers.
It still counts.
He was very good at getting like 15 yards at a time, but then he was so slow that everybody just ran him down and tackled him. But he was like that first initial like 15 yards, he was good at. Also, I did find a Urban Dictionary for Rusty Toolbox if we want to hear that.
How bad is it?
I need it.
I think we've done worse Rusty Tool or worse Urban Dictionary reads on the show.
All right, what is it? Let's hear it.
Okay, Rusty Toolbox from Urban Dictionary is a reference to a not well-liked individual's anal canal, usually accompanied by anal seepage in country music.
What the
is country music?
So, I'm a little confused. Was that a sex position?
No, the sentence is, "Let me eat that Rusty Toolbox, nobody else will."
I'm glad we found that out.
Speaking of Urban Dictionary, since we do the segment every week, I emailed them and asked if they wanted to sponsor us, and that was like 3 weeks ago, and I'm thinking that's probably a no. So.
Ah, damn. Well, it was a good shot.
Yeah, we'll just have to keep giving them free plugs every week.
Well,
I didn't send them any of the film. I should do that.
Yeah,
but that might help the cause.
Anyway, Hoppe, how salty are you that Iowa busted into your state and recruited the best quarterback that ever came out of the state, and then he just went on to be a stud for 4 years in Nate Stanley?
And then literally, like, I mean, we have Graham Mertz, so I'm not worried about it. So I was in high school when Stanley was getting recruited. And so, like, I live about, like, call it 2 hours south. I'm more in Madison, so, like, out of the big conferences, like, I'm around them more. It was like kind of a bummer because I was like, all of a sudden it was just like, oh, there's this really good quarterback who then just like left the state who we could have had. That being said, I think he has a similar career because like we said, it's the same system. Stanley was good, but I mean, he's nothing like to be scared of, to be honest.
I don't know. He's sitting behind Kirk Cousins for a few years and then he's starting for my Vikes. So.
Yeah, undefeated. 2024, 16-0. Oh, man. Hot and bothered already. I can see it. but also, would you like to thank us for giving you Melvin Gordon?
Why would I do that?
I believe he was committed to Iowa and then decommitted. So
I don't think so. He's from Kenosha, Bradford. I'm pretty sure he was like pretty much like committed for a year.
Maybe. I don't know. That was the story. When they played him, when was that? In Jake Rudock's year, 2014.
He committed to
Iowa. Jake Rudock.
He did.
He sucked.
He committed to Iowa before switching to the Badgers late in the 2010 season.
Huh. No clue. So all I know is he is just really good. So
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I will say also, hey, I can thank you guys for Monte Ball's record-breaking touchdown as well. That was a good one. That was a great mem. Yeah.
I don't remember that one. I don't recall.
No, you don't remember the last second touchdown?
No.
Short-term memory.
Yep, short-term
memory.
Makes
sense. You'll bring up all recorded, but that's okay.
Yeah.
The only game that matters is the next one.
Well, that's not true. As an Iowa fan, we've certainly brought up a lot of misery on this podcast. So, yes. So, all right. So,
understandable.
You guys, obviously Big Ten West guys here, ready to power rank your top five Big Ten teams going into next year or this fall, hopefully.
We're actually like doing like who we think is going to be good. I thought we were just doing our favorite teams.
No, Joey.
Why would you think that would be a power?
Nice guy, just dumber and fuck.
I'm just doing the teams that I like the best, so.
All right, I'll get the party started, and then Joey can gather himself a little bit, all right?
Unanimous number one, I imagine.
Yeah.
Ohio State, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty obviously.
Justin Fields, only three teams returning that are ranked from last year's final rankings. Nah, not really a surprise. They make Michigan their bitch every year, which is supposed to be their toughest game, but Penn State could probably compete with them. And then number two, I got Penn State. Again,
ooh, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I don't like Penn State. Like, let's get out. Nobody likes Penn State, but fucking, they do it every year. They're always a consistently good team. And when you look at the schedules, especially in the Big Ten West, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota are going to have to play themselves, and along with Illinois, who isn't a rollover like they have been in years before. So,
yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah, tough break. No, but it's a. I could see Penn State doing well this year, better than Michigan. Number three, I do give Wisconsin the nod. Again, basically the same as Iowa. Iowa and Wisconsin are 1A and 1B, and if they didn't play each other once a year and Wisconsin wouldn't narrowly win every fucking game.
Easy now.
Do you remember last year? I mean, at the year
24-22, and then the year before 28-17, the year before that, you want me to say it? Want me to tell you about
2 years ago? 2 years ago was 28-17, but it was a one-score game with under 2 minutes to go. You fucker! You can't say that was a blowout.
I can't say 38-14 wasn't.
Hey, Josh Jackson was electric that game. Two pick sixes.
Yeah, because Joel Stavi's a bitch.
It was Alex Hornibrook, you coward.
All time.
Either way, both of them are fucking awful. I hate both of them.
What was that, Joey?
Oh, I was just agreeing with him. Just stunned.
All right.
You know how embarrassing it is? Let's talk about, like, you brought up Nate Stanley. Do you know how embarrassing it is for Joel Stavi to be, like, the most decorated quarterback of your, like, of your school's history? That's terrifying.
Oh, fucking cry me a river. You have the richest running back history in college football, like, lore.
I'm glad that you
are
claiming one season of Russell Westbrook as being, like,
Russell Westbrook? Wow, we had that guy. Oh,
God. Wilson, my bad.
That's awesome. He wasn't even that good at NC State. I've actually long. Should I bring up one of my hottest takes on your show right now?
Sure.
Don't come for it. Yeah.
All right. One of my hottest takes that I get in a lot of that I talk to my friends about is that I don't always see Wilson and JJ Watt as like true Badgers because they're both transfers.
I mean, that's very humble on your part, considering that the. Arguably the two best players to leave the program and head to the NFL ever.
But they weren't fully homegrown. I mean, like, Watt has more of a case because he spent his sophomore through senior year with us. But, like, obviously 1 year of Wilson, who put up, like, enormous numbers with us. And then, like, you look at NC State history, and he was, like, good, but it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
But
I can
appreciate. That is one of my hotter takes that I pull out.
I can appreciate that.
But, like it.
Okay, finally, my number five Big Ten team is Minnesota. And I don't want to put Minnesota here, but I do think they're better than Michigan. All the people hyping up Tanner Morgan are fucking idiots. Do you remember when Mitch Leidner was going into his senior year and everybody, like, I think it was Mel Kiper had him in the first round of the NFL draft? It's Mitch Leidner 2.0 this year. I don't know.
Right.
They lost their best wide receiver from last year. PJ Fleck is still a douchebag. So, all right.
Retweet.
That's my top five.
I'll go
okay,
next.
Okay, I'll go next. Yeah. Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
Jesus, guys, pull it together.
Classic Midwest off right now. Yeah. I'll just go. I'll finish it.
Austin, there you go.
Boom, sneaking in there. So my top two are the same, Ohio State, then Penn State. I mean, you can argue how good Penn State's going to be. There's no doubt that Ohio State is the clear-cut number one team in the Big Ten. They're the only team that I think has realistic national championship expectations. So Ohio State 1, Penn State 2, kind of like Luke said, I just think that they always seem to be around, no matter what. It pisses me off, and especially because they beat Iowa every fucking season. Like, it's like 6 years in a row now, and usually we just get our asses beat or we beat our – or, like, just stupid mistakes. So as much as I hate Penn State, but I'm going to put them at number two. I don't really know. I feel like the – after, like, the top – I'm not going to drink any Michigan Kool-Aid just because I think that they're kind of similar to Nebraska in the fact that the media just loves their head coach and hypes them up unnecessarily every single season, and they never perform in, like, big games. So number three, I'm probably going to go Wisconsin. It's just going to be, like, a classic Wisconsin team like they always are. Good defense. The running game is just going to beat you into oblivion. Number four, I will go with – I don't want to say Minnesota either. Fuck, I don't know. I'll put – I don't really know, honestly. Number four, I will say – I don't really know.
Jesus, fuck, it's not the ACT.
You know what? It's tough here, okay?
Okay, I'll go next because I'm not really going to elaborate on any of this because there's only one team that matters. But – so, obviously, Ohio State first, and then I'm probably going to go Penn State, and then I'd say Wisconsin and Iowa are probably close to each other, and then I hate to do it, but Minnesota. So, three of my teams were in the West. That's just me. That's because I don't respect Michigan. The two best teams, I think, are going to be in the East, Penn State and Ohio State. And I just think Iowa, if their offense clicks like it should with all the, like, studs at wide receiver, I think they have a real chance. And pretty much everybody else stinks. Everybody else in the Big Ten. And I'm even a little fishy on Minnesota because I hate them.
All right. I obviously Ohio State at number one. I'm always going to take the Badgers at two. And that is because, you always have to have a team from the West play in the Big Ten championship game. And more than likely, it's going to be Wisconsin. And I think that us playing Penn State, like, I'm going to be fully honest. I lost a lot of money. Not a lot, but enough money on that Penn State-Minnesota game last year.
Yep.
To get frustrated enough with Penn State that I think we're just better. Obviously, Wisconsin has some questions to answer at the running back. I mean, I guess, do we? Yes, technically, but it'll probably be just another, like, 1,300-yard rusher. Anyways, so that's where my, obviously, Homerville comes in here. And then I'd put Penn State at the three spot. I will throw Minnesota in at four. I've never in my life, and I mean never in my life that I can remember, been as scared of a Minnesota team as I was last year, and a little less this year. And I mean that purely based on the fact that I love that fucking axe so much, and I never want to see it go. It was the most heartbreaking thing to watch it go. But yeah, and then I'd probably throw in Michigan. Actually, you know what? Fuck Michigan. Michigan State.
Yeah.
Michigan State is going to have a bounce back here.
Whoa.
What?
What a take there. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they can't play offense.
They're going to figure it the fuck out.
Jeez.
Something about Michigan State. I feel it in my bones.
No. When Michigan State's good, that pisses me off. I don't like them a lot when they're good either. I don't know what it is, but...
Ever since 2015, I'm just afraid of them. I always think they're, like, super good. And the last time we played them, we totally fucked up.
Oh, so, man, that was one of the worst games I've ever watched. It was so boring.
I passed out drunk at halftime of that game.
Consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, I was hashtag blessed that game. But does anybody got any other notes they want to throw in there? Otherwise, we're going to get to Space Cowboys.
Wait. Fuck Nebraska. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
fuck soda.
We're going to get into Space Cowboys questions here. He can't be with us tonight. He's with us in spirit, though. He sent us some questions for our Wisconsin friend here. Some of them are serious. Some of them are not. I mean, if you've listened to the show in the past, you've certainly Figured that he's not exactly the most serious person. First question, who is your favorite Wisconsin head football coach?
Ooh, that's tough. I went to a football camp one time. I'll tell you why it's close. It's between Brett Bielema and Paul Christ, and because I went to a football camp when I was young, and I got a chance to talk to Brett Bielema, and he asked me what my name was, and I told him it was Bryce, and he said his parents almost named him Bryce. So he holds a special place in my heart. But I'm going to have to go Paul Christ. Gary Anderson, you can get fucked.
Amen. All right. Yeah. All right. Next question. Camp Randall is notorious for their turf. If it was put in to stop the cheerleaders from grazing, over under skinniest girl at UW Madison, 180 pounds.
Let me tell you what. I'm not going to say that because I could get canceled for saying that. Under. I'll safely say under.
I'll say it. The Tinder game here, I can catch University of Wisconsin Madison. So many hot chicks.
Hey,
it's not bad.
Don't sleep. So I'm gonna say. I lived downtown for a fall.
So. So many blondes too, like so many.
Texas of the North, baby.
all right, next question. What is the beer of choice at Wisconsin tailgates?
Ooh, see, now it depends. You could be like me, who was lucky enough to have my friends had parents. Well, I guess, you know, you never know. My friends' parents who had like friends or like would have season tickets. So between them, it's usually like a Spotted Cow is probably going to be what it is. Otherwise, between all of us younger folk, you're looking at your Natty Lights or your Bushes.
Oh my God. Wow, what a twist. He said after that question, he said, if it's Miller, just laugh. So I wasn't
okay,
really...
fuck that guy. Fuck Space Cowboy, man. I love Miller High Life. It's a champagne of beers.
Whoa, Miller High Life is different. Miller Light is what he was referring to.
You said Miller, so I was like, hey.
Well, is that what when you say Miller up there, just Miller, is it referring to Miller High Life or is it Miller Light?
It probably depends where you go. It's probably more dependent on age and who you're talking to. If you're talking to you probably have to preface with a second question. Because then, like, people, MGD 64 was, like, super popular up here because we're, like, as a state, we're, like, we should probably thin out, but...
All the cheese goes right to the hips.
You're telling me. About Miller Lite in particular, I used to be really out on it, but if it's really cold, I can drink it.
Well, hold up.
That's not exactly a resounding endorsement, Miller Lite.
No. Like,
if it's ice cold, I can maybe have one.
Of these four, it used to be Bush, Bud, Bush Light, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Lite. But
no.
Coors Light's trash. I will never drink that now. And Miller Lite comes in at third.
No,
it
tastes
like grass.
That's bad. It's Bush, Miller, Coors, Bud.
Ooh. Coors is
Bud
like
terrible.
Ah,
I like Bud.
I don't know. I've been turned on to Bush Heavy lately. I don't know if anybody's. Yeah. It's not bad.
What's the point? What's the point of Bush Heavy?
Is it higher in alcohol? I don't even know.
Probably like.
I don't even know.
What a marketing team they have.
It's just heavier. All right.
By the way.
Next question. Does Wisconsin basketball purposely recruit a little cocksucker and a big redhead each year, or is it just a coincidence?
Really coincidental. You think we can pick this many fucking 6'10" centers who can drain it from deep besides Ethan Happ? Purely coincidental.
Ethan Happ couldn't even drain it from the stripe.
Yeah, he couldn't even hit it from the fucking block half.
I think he was the most overrated player in college basketball history.
No. Okay, here's where I'll correct you, because I can be humble about Wisconsin sports, because we're always good enough to be considered a top-tier team, but we never win the big games. They're always just slung aside. So I'm a humble-ass person. Ethan Happ has some of the best post moves. I think we can all agree on that. Like,
he's clearly, no Luka Garza, like, but...
Oh, inside of eight feet, he knows how to handle the ball, and he can handle it up top. But he's a great passer and all that. Terrible shooter. I wish that he would have the ball less. We would have won a lot more games. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, he must have been really good down low because
I mean, he was like the number one scorer for a reason.
Here's a question for you. If he wasn't on Wisconsin, over under on the number of points Wisconsin would score a game, 37.5.
Under.
depending
on how the three ball is shooting.
Okay, here's a question kind of leading off that, because I'm on record saying this as well. Does it piss you off to watch Wisconsin basketball games? Because the way that they play is just so boring and mind-numbingly, like, awful. You get bored watching Wisconsin basketball games.
Iowa usually averages like 78, 79 points a game.
No, yeah. They don't.
Yes, they do.
Frank McCaffrey, known as being an offensive coach.
Okay. Anyways, no. So the small town that I grew up in, the head varsity coach is very like. His system is essentially the Badger system. So I've known it, I've watched it, I'm just numb to it at this point. I love good basketball, and I don't like turning the ball over. When you turn the ball over, the other team can score. It's just that simple.
Yeah, but when you were only scoring like 60 a game, it's just so boring.
Hey, put it in boost.
Because you're like, your team is playing good defense. I'm also wired differently. Like, I'm a pitcher, so I like low scoring things, and like, I like good fundamentals. I don't know, I'm weird.
I got a question for him. So I'm on the record saying that Iowa has had like a history of having the ugliest basketball players. Is there anybody that like Iowa has had that just pissed you off so much because they were so ugly? Like
Jared Utah.
Yeah. Are you sure there weren't other reasons there that he pissed you off, though?
No, because he didn't play for us. I didn't give a fuck. I was glad he was gone.
Oh, glad he was gone.
Okay.
But I was. What a fucking pussy.
Bo Ryan was a dickhead.
Bo Ryan's a fucking winner. I don't give a shit.
What?
Don't fall.
Happy, happy to see an All-American go. Just happy to see him walk. Could you imagine?
He's off. What?
He was second team All-American.
With you guys?
He was on Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and it went very downhill after that.
Yeah, it did.
I was going to say.
Okay, next question. This one's meant as a joke. It says, when will Wisconsin when will Wisconsin get a wrestling team?
We have a decent wrestling team. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, nobody cares about wrestling. So.
Whoa. This is a pro wrestling podcast. The 2020 national champions, University of Iowa.
I will say, if you want to talk about the unknown sports, obviously we have volleyball, and check out our cross country and track and field team. If we're going tit for tat on the unwatched or unpaid attention to sports, Wisconsin, here's another take I'll give you. Wisconsin has a top five, or probably top three athletic department when you encapsulate all of the sports programs in the nation. It's just a fact.
Okay. We have a really good women's field hockey team.
Wow. Rowing made the national tournament, so I mean, whatever. Sick. All right,
dude. I'm down for weird sports. Like,
all right. The final question he has is, who pulled more college girls, Bo Ryan or Brett Bielema?
Brett.
Is it because they just love the bigger lads up there, or what?
Because Bo would go for the moms.
Oh, that's how he recruited. All right. Good to know. All right. Okay, so I think next I had up on our agenda here was to power rank players that we hated the most from, for me, Joey, and Austin from Wisconsin, and ooh, for Hoppe, Iowa.
We can give Hoppe the opportunity to do his Iowa players if he wants.
Sure, I'm down. Yeah, I can lead off. All right, most of these, so my first one, and I honestly only hate him because of how much Luke fucking just him.
Oh, I already know where this one is going.
Keith Duncan.
Yep.
So easy. Easy. Woo! Fucking one. And I hate seeing Big Takes tweets about fucking Keith Duncan.
Hey, okay,
so glad it's over.
On Keith Duncan here, Luke had that tweet last week about the five famous people or four famous people he's met in one lie, and Keith Duncan was on there. He's not famous. He's not,
no, for he's Iowa not. People, he is.
It doesn't. Well, so you don't put a qualifier in front of the tweet and be like, for Iowa people, a famous person I've met. And even still, most Iowa fans aren't going to be like, Keith Duncan, famous? Probably wouldn't recognize him on the street. You just have, like, a very weird man boner for him.
Famous is, it could mean anything. It means different to different people. Keith Duncan's the GOAT.
Can I say mine quick? Do you guys want to, assuming you guys don't follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the four. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, my people. So it was, I think it was, four and one was a lie. Sam Decker, JJ Watt, Russell Wilson. Who is it? Who else did I put on there? Shit. No, I gotta look at it. Fuck. This is really embarrassing. Oh yeah. Okay. Russell Wilson, JJ Watt, Sam Decker, Brett Phillips, or AJ Hawk.
Russ.
Nope.
I said Hawk, I think, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Hawk. Austin. Nope. Sam Decker.
Oh, you never met him?
Nope.
Like the coolest one on the list.
Yeah, I feel like it's much more like accessible to meet basketball players than it is football players too.
So Russ, I have a picture with. I think if you go to that tweet, I think I like.
Yeah, you commented on or something.
Oh no, I sent the Hawk jersey, but I have a picture. With Russ, we like went looking for him at a basketball game. It was the same game. You can't see it very well, and the photo was also like however many years ago.
Oh jeez, it looks like you just climbed out of the womb in that picture.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, I mean, you could take a guess, probably like 14, but yeah, Sam Decker is the answer. So otherwise I have the picture with Russ. I have a JJ Watt autograph that I got at that same football camp that I told earlier. Never really close to Decker. Brett Phillips and I go way back. He's probably not super famous to some, probably more famous than, I mean, he's a Major League Baseball player, but, and then AJ Hawk, I have his jersey, at the Packers preseason thing we do every year, or like the Packers usually do every year. So.
Alrighty. Who are your other Iowa guys?
Second, Luca, because of how much he's fucking dick ride the guy, and he's such a douche looking fucker.
Sure, maybe.
I understand how, as not an Iowa fan, he would just piss you off because he's like big and slow and not athletic looking, but he just puts the basketball in the hoop.
Yeah, for somebody who likes to just see the ball go in the hoop like 30 times, and like. Yeah. 13 of those being free throws. It's nice. It's nice to see the ball go in the hoop. And the hair, I don't know. Then Jared Uthoff. Next, fourth, we had Jordan Bohannon. Because all of his brothers are better.
No way! You are such a liar.
All of his brothers are better, and Jason
is down as Big Ten Conference's all-time leading three-point shooter. And you're trying to say that all of his brothers were better?
Jason was so much better.
Riding the bench.
Fuck! What do you mean?
All right.
Okay. And then lastly was Peter Cock. I fucking hate that guy. He was such a tool bag for that, like, 1 year. He just, like, wanted to fight everybody. I don't know.
So, you pretty much just hate all of our best players.
Yes. I feel like that's kind of how it normally works.
Yeah. Probably. But yeah, no, like I said, like football, like, I don't know. I don't really have like anything against, like, it's always a tough game. It's always good. It's the same style. So there's nothing I have like against in that regard. So it's also mostly a bad game that I just fucking get so annoyed with.
I feel like it's hard to hate on football players too, because you can't, you're not as personal, you can't see their face. So
that being said, I do have one football player that I don't like. I'm not gonna say who it is, because if anybody from my hometown listens to this, they're gonna like, they'll either go after me or they'll and that's even giving away probably too much.
You but are one such a coward, Hoppa. What is it? Who is it?
Torrent Young is a pussy. He could probably piss pound me. But he was in our conference for football, and why? The main reason I don't like him is why did he go into the draft? Why?
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. Honestly.
I mean,
you mean he had like 40 career carries?
Yeah, people do questionable shit. I'm not gonna lie. Like James James Butler pushed his luck from the Hawkeyes. I know he was done with college football, but he.
Well, I mean, if you're done, you might as well. But
anyway, yeah, that was my.
All right. My laptop's down to 1%, so I'm going to try and rush through these before it dies.
Go.
Yeah. So, number one, Brad Davidson. I feel like that's pretty obvious. Number two, Sam Decker. I just didn't really like him. Don't know why. Number three, Mike Bruiserwitz. He was the fucking worst. number four, Ethan Happ. We kind of talked about him before. Didn't really like him either. A lot of these are just personal dislikes. And then the last one is just every running back that they've ever had, because they always seem to have like a 250 rushing yard game against us. So, yeah.
I mean, only like 80 passing, but it's fine. It's understandable.
Joey?
Go ahead.
Okay. So mine aren't in any particular order. But I have Ben Brust. I just hated him.
What? Yeah, that guy's...
He's basically a Bohannon brother.
Then I had Annie as well. Bruiserwitz. Melvin Gordon, because he left. And then I had four, I had Brad Davidson. And then at five, I had Brad Davidson.
it's so fun when he's on your team, though. He literally made a rule for the guy.
I'm sure we
what, no pinch, no punching just, people in the dick or what?
In the eye.
Hey, he's not Grayson Allen bad. Come on.
Ooh. Or Aaron Kraft. Ooh. He's worse than Aaron Kraft.
Aaron Kraft's a bitch. Yeah. I think he's we can all get behind that.
He just fouled people constantly, and then the announcers are like, look at how good a defense he's playing, and then just like took fake charges all day long. I hated him.
All right, here's my list. I think I'm going to go with Brad Davidson at number one. And then I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon at two as well, mainly just because he left Iowa.
But he was never truly there.
Well, I mean, commitments.
He wasn't spirit.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Bruiserwitz at three.
Why? Okay, answer that after.
Okay.
Do you not remember him?
Because he had no business being good at basketball.
Of all time.
He had no business.
He dude was electric.
No, he was not. Number four, I got... I'm going to go with Ethan Happ here. Mainly because he is just a garbage basketball player. And then number five, I'm going to go with any quarterback Wisconsin's ever had. Mainly just because they suck, but their teams are always still so good and they get carried by the running back position. We shouldn't have lost to Alex Hornibrook. We should not have lost to Alex Hornibrook. You'll never convince me that Wisconsin was the better team that year. That's just wild talk. But, yeah. A couple honorable mention, or one honorable mention, I guess, I had was Bronson Koenig.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Why Bronson?
He's, okay, for probably all the same reasons you hate Jordan Bohannon. He's that annoying little white guy on the team that absolutely is just wet.
Fair. Remember that time he just banged that tree? I just remember one game where he railed a tree against some team to win it.
In the NCAA Xavier? Tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that must have been it.
It was Xavier. The one in the corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was so good. I don't get why you don't like why he didn't like Decker. Why Austin didn't like Decker.
Yeah, I liked that whole team when they made that run.
It was a super likable team. The media helped. The media certainly helped, but they're all really nice around campus too.
Who was the... They had one guy that I really liked a few years back.
Nigel Hayes?
Nigel Hayes, yeah.
Everybody loves Nigel Hayes because he was the one. No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
It was the one, you know, black guy on the team.
Yeah. But we lost Austin, by the way. His computer has officially crapped out on us. He made it all the way 50 minutes into the episode.
Otherwise, he probably would have been like, no, Nigel Hayes fucking sucked.
Yeah. He's like, he's too good. I like him. I'm like, he's too good.
All right. Just one more question for you before we wrap up. State-wise, yeah. Just strictly state-wise, because I know me, you, and a couple of the other student union guys have talked about doing a podcast and just ripping on each other. Which state do you hate the most surrounding Wisconsin?
It's probably Illinois, but 1B is Minnesota. Absolutely.
Okay. Joey, is your – I'm assuming yours is Illinois or Nebraska?
Oh, it's Nebraska. I like Minnesota because I'm a Twins and Vikings fan. So I like going there, and I like going to Wisconsin because we always go to Shetek every year for a week.
Yeah, I know. I messaged Luke about it.
That's awesome. So I actually really like Wisconsin and Minnesota, and Illinois is all right. I have enough fun there, but yeah, I really do hate Nebraska.
I will say one of the worst things, because I love Dubuque very much. Beautiful, absolutely love driving over the bridge every time. The thing that I hate the most about living in Wisconsin is that, like, especially in the media, like, if you, like, you know, watch any TV show, people are like, oh, they're just cheese cows and stupid people. And it's like, no, we have just some Shetek, beautiful place. We have the Wisconsin Dells, the largest, you know, the water park capital of the world. You know, I don't know.
That's the city. It's the city folk. It's the Chicago people that ruin everything.
It's the same. We just have. Apparently, we just have corn and
corn
pigs.
Corn, yeah. I mean,
no corn, yeah.
That is true about the Chicago people, though, because it's really funny you say that, because a lot of the large lake homes that are owned by like large real estate people and financial people from Chicago, and then they shit on Wisconsin. It's like, you live in a multi-million-dollar home on our lakes, so get fucked.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of Wisconsin or Illinois.
The way that you talk, Hoppa, definitely reminds me of the You Betcha guy. Can you hear it, Luke?
Well, he's from the You Betcha guy's from North Dakota.
Yeah,
oh, is he?
Yeah.
No, I thought he lived in Wisconsin,
Fargo, but North Dakota.
I don't care where he's from. He sounds like him. So.
Yeah,
but, being a dad, you know, it's something. From the Midwest to dad, it just all goes together.
Do you have some nice white Reeboks or something?
I wish. I wish I did.
All righty. Well, do you want to drop your podcast in here quick? Your student union podcast?
I would totally do that if you afford me the opportunity. So, like Luke said, my name is Bryce Big Hoppa, Beastie Hops on Twitter. You know, come check us out. Me and one of our other guys, student union guys, Harrison. We do a show called Lecture Hall. We've been kind of on a heater lately. The last episode was pretty decent. The couple before that, we had Justin Havens, the producer of the Starting Nine podcast, on. That was a really fun time. And then before that we had Steve Perrault, who's the producer of Section 10, which is a Boston Red Sox podcast. So yeah, Lecture Hall, check it out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and guys, I would love to do a live episode, because the Badgers are supposed to go to Iowa this year. So,
well, I mean, you're more than welcome to come to Iowa City.
Yeah, I know it's like, I'm not live, but like do another episode. I mean, if you'll have me, and we can tailgate and Van McCaffrey.
Yeah, oh, that's the plan.
You could. There's a house if you need.
Joey, you were breaking up like a mother there.
And if you need a place to stay in Iowa City, I have plenty of couches too. So,
oh baby,
yeah. You'll experience Iowa tailgating. It's lit. So,
I'm excited because Wisconsin, we take our shit seriously. So,
can't wait. Did you drop your Twitter handle in there? Like
the actual. Yeah, at Beastie Hops.
Okay. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on Hops. It was a good show. Fun time. I'd like to have rivals on here. Uh-oh, do we got a special guest coming in?
We do have a special guest coming. Yes, we do. We got a special guest.
He's talking to his poster of Joel Stavi hanging in the background.
She's probably got a better fucking arm than that poser.
So, Hoppus Baby just joined the show as we're wrapping up right here. What's her name one time?
Lila Rose Hopwood is my daughter.
Lila Rose Stavi. Wow, rolls off the tongue real nice. All right, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. You can follow us on Twitter. The show's Twitter actually just changed handles, so it's now HTR_pod. We have an Instagram now. You can go follow that. Follow Joey on Twitter at JoeMama2196. Follow Austin at MyersAustin. Follow Matthew Myers, even though he wasn't here tonight, MatthewMyers4, and my Twitter is Myers_Luke. Thanks for listening, guys, and as always, go Hawks.